We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi b'Menachem Shemicham Yaakov b'Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Kalim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Hey. We're going to discuss the headgear of a horse. You take a look at the illustration that I shared with you that I found online. That will help out a little bit. But we know, let's say, the reins of the horse, that we know. But the whole headgear is known as the bridle. That is the prumbia in the language in our Mishnah. And the different parts, there's, let's say, the bit, that's the bar in the horse's mouth. That will what's called the akrav, we'll see in our Mishnah. And there'll be also lechayayim, which are cheek straps, which are more for decoration. So the Mishnah begins, akrav shel prumbia, the bit of the horse's bridle, this horse's headgear, is tumea, is susceptible to tumah. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even alone, it has its own identity. We mentioned before that if I have an item that's only, we mentioned the branch of a menorah. So the branch on its own, it's not a kli. It's only when it's only a branch of the menorah. It has a shem levi. It has a descriptive or accompanying name. It's a branch of something. But if you have a knife it has its own identity. So the same thing is true, and therefore that's mekabel tumah. The akrav of prumbia alone, when it's not attached to the prumbia, not attached to the rest of the headgear, that is mekabel tumah because it has its own name. Akrav by itself, and not just when it's attached to the rest of the headgear. But ulechayayim, the cheek straps, which are just for decoration, tahorim. Says the Tanna Kamma, they are not mekabel tumah alone. Of course, if they're attached to the rest of the headgear, so then the whole part can become tumah. And we're speaking about this bridle, this headgear that's made of metal. So that's why it's in this perek. And the Mishnah says, according to the Tanna Kamma l'chayayim, they're not mekabel tumah. Rabbi Eliezer mitami v'lechayayim, the cheek straps are mekabel tumah, because Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that since when they're attached to the rest of the headgear, they are mekabel tumah because they're part of the full kli. So therefore, even when they're alone, even when they're detached from it, they're also susceptible to tumah. Then we have a third opinion, which seems to be the same as the Tanna Kamma, v'chachamim omrim, ain tame el akrav. No, the lechayim, the cheek straps, are not mekabel tumah. The akrav, though, is mekabel tumah. What's the machlokas, the mefarshim wondering between the Tanna Kamma and the Chacham? It sounds like there's a difference of opinion. So the answer is that they all agree that the akrav is going to be tameh and the lechayayim, the cheek straps, are not going to be mekabel tumah. The difference is, what about the machlok is regarding the other parts of the headgear. So let's say the reins. So the Tanna Kamma holds only the lechayayim are not mekabel tumah, but the other parts are mekabel tumah. So that's more of a chomer opinion. The Chachamim, when they said, no, ain tameh el akrav, that means the only part that's tameh alone, independent of the rest of the bridle, is the akrav, is the bit. But every other part is, let's say the reins as an example, is going to be mekabel, is not going to be mekabel tumah, unless it's attached to the rest of the headgear. And that's how the Mishnah concludes. The Shas Chiburan, when these are all joined together as part of the headgear, Hakol Tameh, then every part is susceptible to Tumah. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav. Now we speak of the spindle. Take a look at the illustration that was sent as well. Pika Shel Mateches. This is a metal. Pika is part of the spindle. The spindle is known as the Kush. The Pika is the whorl. Whorl. Which is like, which is towards the bottom of, usually it's towards the bottom of the spindle, it could be towards the top too. You'll see a couple of pictures. It's towards the bottom. It's really act as like a, it's like a ball. And it's there to act as a weight to make sure that when you're spinning wool, you have the wool and you want to make it into thread. So when you're spinning it, you want to make sure that the threads are taut, and this is what the world does by keeping the weight down towards the bottom of the spindle. So the piko shel mateches, so this metal whorl alone, Rabbi Akiva Metame, he says it's mekabel tumah, and because it's known as pika alone, it's not just the pika of the kush, of the spindle, but rather it has its own status as a kli, and therefore it's mekabel tumah alone. Chachamim mitarim, they say no. What's it? It's called the peak of kush of the kush. It's part of the rod. It's part of the spindle, so it doesn't really have any identity independent of the spindle. Therefore, the Chachamim believe that it's tohor, that it's not mekabel tumah alone. Of course, when it's part of it, so then the whole kli is mekabel tumah. Umitzupe tahora. So we've been speaking about a metal whorl, this metal bell-shaped item at the bottom of the spindle. So that we discussed, okay, machlokes, makabel tumah, not makabel tumah, independent. But that's, remember, this is metal. So metal can be makabel tumah, even though it doesn't have a base kibble. This clearly is like a bowl. It's not makabel. It's not, it doesn't have a base kibble. It doesn't have a receptacle. But since it's metal, it's makabel tumah, according to Rabbi Akiva, even when it's independent. But now we're discussing mitzupe. Let's say that bowl, that bell-shaped whorl used to weigh down the spindle is made out of wood. So there's no base kibble there. So that's not makabel tumah according to everybody. What if it's mitzupe? What though, as the case in the Mishnah, it is plated with metal. So the Mishnah here says tahora. Why? Because the main part, we've had this in the past, the main part is wood. And the wood obviously doesn't have a receptacle, doesn't have a base kibble, and therefore it's not makabel tumah, even though it may be mitzupe, even though it's plated with metal, even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not makabel tumah. What about hakush? What about the spindle? That's the main part, that's the rod. Of the spindle, v'ha'ima, or what's translated as the distaff. What is that? So that's also in the picture. Take a look at the illustration. That's what holds the fibers before it's a rod that holds the fibers before it's there on the spindle and moved around to make it to be made into thread. That's a part of the whole package, but there that just holds the wool. The hamakel, which is a stick. That's a stick that you're using. Says the Bartanur Shel Mateches Tami. Of course, again, we're speaking about items that are metal, so it doesn't matter they don't have a receptacle. So a makel made out of wood, of course, is not makabel tumah, but a makel that's made out of mateches is makabel tumah. Now, this is something that he's using to hit an animal with. He says, "Ho will the adam rode boes habehema." Since he hits the animal with this, he uses it to guide the animal. Kikli. And therefore, it has the status of a kli because it's there to serve a human being. If the kli is there to serve the animal, so then it wouldn't be makabel tumah. But if it's there to serve a person, so then it is makabel tumah. We'll see in the 12th perek, the beginning of the perek, that kalim that are made to serve animals exclusively, so they're not makabel tumah. But this, although it looks like it's serving the animal, it's not serving the animal. The animal's not happy with when it gets hit. It's serving the person who's guiding the animal. So therefore, this metal has to be metal. Wood, of course, is not makabel tumah. There's no base kibble. If it's a makel made out of metal, it's used to hit the animal. So that is makabel tumah. This simponia, some of Farshim claim is a type of flute, because then the Mishnah says v'chalil, which we know is a flute. Shel mateches. Tameim. They are going to be makabel tumah. So take a look at the video that I sent you, what symphonia may actually mean. It may be a string instrument, and you'll see how it works if I'll watch the video a little bit. So if these are made out of metal, they are a makabel tumah. Umitsupin tahorin. But if they're made out of wood and just plated in metal, so not makabel tumah, because they, if they don't have a base kibble, so then that they're not just being wood, they're not makabel tumah, even though they're plated with metal. Simponia im yesh ba base kibble kanafayim. But the simponia, if it has, so this may be the simponia that you'll see in the video. If the simponia instrument that has a base kibble for kanafayim, for literally for its wings, their valves. This is more like, certainly the string instrument. So then, ben kach or ben kach tmeh, then it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's made of wood, it doesn't matter. Wait, made of wood, metal, plated with metal, it's makabel tumah. It doesn't matter. It's makabel tumah because it's certainly, in this case, it has a base kibble, and therefore it's susceptible to tumah. The instrument simponia is actually mentioned in Daniel and Paragimel. It's actually followed by another instrument known as a psanter. That psanter, if that's what we know as a psanter, then that is certainly a string instrument. And you'll see that this simponia certainly works similarly to a piano, somewhat. But you'll see how it works in the video.